Waddle and Sylvie weekdays 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
We draw closer to the return of sports.
We've 10 got days away from baseball.
10 days for baseball for the Cubs and the White Sox. The end of July for the return of the NBA. We've got August 1st, the return of the Blackhawks. So far, so good with all those sports. We got good information on the AP today. It came out about a half hour, 40 minutes ago on a vaccine in its final stages of testing. Preliminary tests worked out well. They got what they wanted. Now they're going off to a greater study with it. And that was good news. So we've talked a lot about that. The Cubs have an intra-squad scrimmage tonight. It's on Marquee. I've ranted about I'm getting worried now that I'm not going to be able to see the Cubs on Marquee.
What time's first pitch?
Tonight it's 6. They've got a 6 o'clock first pitch. So I'm going to watch Coach pitch Deerfield baseball. So I wouldn't be able to see it anyway. Fred continues to make fun of me that a 6-year-old is in a coach pitch league. He thinks we should wrap our kids up in bubble right now and they shouldn't play any sports until they're old enough to play sports. So that's a whole.
What does that mean?
He doesn't think 6-year-olds should be playing baseball at this stage. He says they're too young already, that 8-year-olds, they shouldn't start playing till they're 8. I think that's the gist of it. He also sent a would-you-rather question in. Would you rather watch 6-year-olds play coach pitch or a 70s Cubs highlight tape?
Well, you answer. It's your son.
Yeah, I'd rather watch my son do anything for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, I don't care what it is. So.
Well,
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about that.
312-332-3776. And I just pulled the question that we were just talking about before the break. If you're an NBA player and you spot somebody violating, there's this anonymous tip line, and according to Shams, it's already been used by players because they want people who break the rules to get called out anonymously. You can do it anonymously. So if you're an NBA player, Waddle, and you see another NBA player violate the NBA bubble rules,
what do I do?
Do you snitch?
What I probably do, okay, I know this is a web poll question, okay, but there's some nuance that I'm going to add to it. I probably talk to that person and get him to turn himself
sit
in.
Sit him down, right?
You're going to turn himself in. Listen, this is not like, this is not like missing curfew where you're like, dude, you're going to cost us because you got out. No, this isn't like if you miss curfew or you get outside the bubble, you could shut your whole team down if you're doing the wrong thing. You could get guys seriously sick. Like, this isn't just, okay, we're going to fine you $150 because you were late for curfew.
No, right.
I mean, this is different than that.
Yes, this is, your livelihood. This is your health. There's a lot here. This is not if I walk into a room like Michael Jordan did in the 80s and there's a bunch of NBA players smoking pot, okay? I know I heard this talked about today in Cap and Company. It's not legal in Florida these days except medically. I'm cool with it. Smoke away, you know? I'm fine. There are a lot of – it depends on what it is. But
get your weed on.
Yeah, get your weed on. I'm cool with it. But if somebody is violating this by going off campus when they're not supposed to or trying to sneak someone in a back door, even if it's a hot Instagram model, I'm talking about...
I got you. Yeah, I thought I heard something.
A real door here, Waddle, that I don't want anyone to screw this up.
So I'm with you. I mean, but...
You know
so
what
are you snitching? Are you a snitch?
I'm not a snitch, but I am pro health.
Well, what does that
mean?
Whoa,
time out! That's what I
want. I want this to work. I need this to work.
Okay, time out. This is why I suggested.
What if it's your rival? What if you see one of your rivals doing it.
This is why I said there's a little bit of nuance to this. But then we have to circle back and answer yes or no because of the rules of the web poll question. I told you how I'd approach it. I'd walk up to LeBron and say, hey, you just stepped outside the bubble. I think you need to turn yourself in for the safety of everybody, allegedly.
But and, you can get says, LeBron out of the bubble if this is true. Do you think, too, that we've known the NBA to have conspiracies before, that even if they would find LeBron out of the bubble, don't you think they wouldn't quarantine him?
No chance.
Just because of ratings?
He's
you
not
can't
getting
have a tournament without LeBron.
Who's the guy? Was it Richie Horn? Who's the guy who got
Rashawn Holmes?
Rashawn Holmes, thank you. Not Richie,
Richie
Horn.
Horn.
Whatever.
What?
It's about the.
No, that sounds like an adult actor, Jeff.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, Richie Horn here for work.
Richie Horn. His trick is he changes light bulbs with his penis.
A penis.
So let's circle back. Okay, listen,
no,
are you going to be
no,
a snitch?
I thought about this the other day. LeBron is not getting the same treatment as
Rashawn
Holmes.
That's a different question. That's why, as I told
you, Yo, Waddle, what are you doing? You're screwing it up for all of us.
Right,
would you
exactly.
Get in? Stop it.
Well,
get
if
back
you,
here.
Wait, you just went Coach Ditka on him.
Stop it.
You, like, listen, this is the reason. First of all, I'm going to go back even more weeks, and I'm going to say to you, this is exactly, again, another reason why I'm hanging with LeBron. Because as you guys keep telling me, LeBron's getting special treatment. So, again, if I'm having to pair up with anyone, I go back to my answer from weeks ago. I'm going to. But now, listen, so I just gave you the nuanced response. But if you can't use nuance and you have to give a yes or no answer.
Right.
Are you a snitch? And I think the answer has to be yes. You have to.
Well, that's how I'm leaning. 312-332-3776.
It's not an easy decision for me. I don't want to be a snitch.
Another NBA player violate the bubble. And the way this works is the bubble can be, you can keep everybody healthy here if we play by the rules. I don't understand this. And Tyler brought this up in the pre-show fistfight. Like, if you're one of these, like, side guys, Richie Horn-type players, you're Richie Horn.
We just figured out Richie Horn is an adult actor. He's not part of the NBA bubble.
Is he really an adult actor, too?
No,
He's a fictitious player, yes, Richie Horn.
So who are the guys who have violated this? Richie Horn and who?
And Bruno Caboclo.
Like, who cares? Like,
definitely
Bruno.
A porn name as well.
What do you got that's so good that's outside the bubble? Like, you're nobody. Like,
they were trying to get food, weren't they? Isn't one of them that they stepped outside to get delivery?
Well, here's my conspiracy on this. So
it's not delivery. It's DiGiorno.
Kelly Oubre Jr. plays for the Suns. They're the last team in the West right now. He put out the tweet that said, hey, you can get Postmates. I don't think he said you can go outside the bubble, but they can bring it up to you. Both of these guys, I'm pretty sure, got caught because they went to go pick up Postmates. So are they starting to bait people? Is this going to turn into a game of shenanigans inside the bubble?
Ooh. Listen, here's the deal. And there's difference.
Gamesmanship.
Like, look, if I see a guy leaving and he comes back with a business card from the Yucatan liquor stand, that's one thing versus taking a one step. He pierces the bubble by taking one step out to take a bag of food from somebody wearing gloves and a mask, and he's wearing a mask. That's different.
But aren't there hookups here? I mean, I don't know. How does this work? I mean, we've talked about jail all the time. You want to get drugs in jail, there's ways that you can get visitors who can transport drugs, right? You want to get a cigarette into your cell, there's ways to play the system inside the building. They're rich NBA players in a 4-star hotel with water slides and DJs and chefs.
Time out. Take the water slide out. Stop talking about it like it's Banner Day Camp.
Dude, they showed today on NBA Bubble Life. I forget who the players were. It was Kyle Kuzma from the Lakers. And what's his name? The crazy dude from the Lakers.
JaVale McGee?
Yeah, McGee. They're like, inside the hotel.
I didn't even see the video, and you said the crazy guy, and I knew who you were talking
JaVale
about.
JaVale McGee, yeah. Like, Jimmy Butler said this, okay? Cap just retweeted this quote.
Yeah, and Jimmy, you know, this is Jimmy being Jimmy. Hey, guys.
But he's right. He's right.
I get it.
This is easy. When you look at what's important, We do get to eat. We get a roof over our heads. For a lot of people, it could be worse. For a lot of us, it has been worse. I'll speak for our team. We're cool with it. You're in there to play basketball. You're practicing every day. You're going to play. You're getting paid handsomely. You're eating from chefs. You get plenty of things to do on your off time. Is
I'm
it home?
I'm just glad they're not having to sleep outside and they have a roof over their head. But that's just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they're not out in the field with a, you know, with a sleeping bag, roasting marshmallows in a fire pit.
Jimmy's not the only one giving advice. Spencer Dinwiddie from Bleacher Report had some advice for all his NBA brethren, boys.
To all my fellow NBA players, don't call the snitch hotline. Don't cross the line to get Postmates. Don't fly L.A. work out. And last but not least, the Brooklyn Nets are coming for you. That's the way it works.
Well, he's calling from outside the bubble because he wasn't even tested positive.
Yes, yes.
Listen, but he's saying don't call the snitch line.
But he also said, don't do this and don't do that. So if you do this and do that, do you call the snitch line?
Listen, you're talking to all my
fellow NBA players, don't call the snitch hotline.
But listen, this is not just breaking curfew. This is not like breaking curfew in 2019.
That's why I said, I'm good. You want to smoke some weed in your room? Cool.
Okay, that's a different question. Like, put the next web poll question up. Do you want to smoke some weed in your room? Yes or no? That's a different question. But you have to answer your own question.
Yes, I'm calling the snitch line.
I am
too. If I see someone violating it, and if I'm Joakim Noah and I spot LeBron screwing things up, I'm a Clipper, and I've always had a rivalry with LeBron. I am calling the snitch line.
Listen, do you want to? If you're someone following the rules, A, you want to see this through because you're trying to win a championship and you're looking to get paid, and you also you have feelings for your fellow person that you don't want to see them get sick, okay? So if somebody lacks the discipline to follow the rules and they're doing something that could be more than just a fine for showing up late for curfew, like you're putting other people at risk, then call me a snitch what all you will. I mean, I don't want to do it. But, like, you're the ass hat that is stepping outside the bubble. Why am I the ass hat for snitching on you? I'm not snitching if you're not stepping outside the bubble. Like, that's stupid.
I pulled the question.
Seriously, what kind of code is this? Hey, don't snitch. What? Don't step your ass outside the bubble and put me in jeopardy of losing my money for me not getting a chance to win a title and possibly giving me a lung virus that I will never be able to breathe right again, all right?
Right.
So call me a snitch all you want. That's just a dumb
take. The man thing to do, you know, to say, oh, don't snitch.
Don't snitch.
You know, that's code. But don't. We're in the middle of a pandemic. You're going to you could shut down this whole thing. You could get people
sick. You're costing me an opportunity to earn millions of dollars. Millions. Like, if this thing shuts down, like Patty Mills is donating for eight games, Patty Mills is making $1 million. He's donating it to a charity that he feels strongly about. Okay?
Yes, right.
Other guys probably make, you're talking about millions of dollars that somebody who is being undisciplined stepping outside the bubble, they're putting your money and your health in jeopardy. And you're telling me you're not going to violate the street rule of snitching?
Right. So it's early results in the poll right now. It's brought to you by Toyota, your local Chicagoland Toyota dealers. And the Twitter poll is on my Twitter page, at Waddle and Sylvie. If an NBA player sees another player violate NBA bubble rules, should they snitch? Yes or no? Waddle, two-thirds of our audience so far voting yes, they should snitch. It's exactly there at 66.6%.
You're putting my cash and my health at risk. I'm a grown-ass man with a family.
Right. What else
and
is
I'm
more
supposed
important
to
than
follow
your cash and your health?
Street code about snitching? Stick it.
312-332-3776.
We have a couple of snitchers in there? Are all four of us snitchers?
Dude, I am absolutely. I'm with you.
You're a snitcher?
I am snitching.
Tyler, you're a snitch?
Give me my ring. I'm snitching.
Yeah, I'm all like, if you're not snitching, I don't know what you're thinking. Like, I would identify that guy and go, come on, man. This is a bad move by you. You're jeopardizing all of this. This is millions of dollars and my health. I'm going to go home and see my four kids. And like, I got to worry about you being at the Yucatan liquor stand because you couldn't show some discipline. And then you want to come at me for being a snitch?
This is the easiest snitch to be in the world, because it's one thing when, like, a lot of times the idea of, you know, being a, quote, snitch is because you're the person who's not being affected.
Trouble.
This is directly affecting me. Guess what? I'm snitching. I don't even care because you're the idiot who is not following bubble rules.
All right. And also, if you're a Cubs fan, are you getting concerned that you're not going to be able to see games? Tonight they have an inter-squad scrimmage on Marquee. I won't be able to watch. I have Comcast. And are they going to get a deal done before the deadline? Are you a snitch? 312-332-3776. We'll take your calls coming up.
Coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right, so two-thirds of you voting on Twitter, and a lot of good responses regarding if you're using the snitch hotline.
Again, I think there is some nuance to this conversation. If what's his name, Roger Horn, steps outside, what'd you call him?
Richie Horn
steps outside, takes two steps out to get a bag of food from a guy who delivered it with a mask and some gloves on, that's a different story. I tell Richie Horn, you know what, not again, don't do that. But if I see some guy coming back, coming out of a cab or trying to sneak in, it's had some drinks, and you know he's been outside of the bubble, and I mean, look, you're putting my health and my money. You're putting my money on the line. My money. Taking money from me.
And that's why, like, this whole thing that it's like, oh, my God, I've got to get off campus for something. Let's pretend you're on the Lakers right now, okay?
Yeah.
So you have a chance to win a championship. You're a Laker, Wild.
I'm a Laker.
And let's say there is no bubble. And let's say we're playing in L.A. Let's say we're trying to do it the way baseball's doing it. And you live in L.A. Okay, so you're around your family, if you have one. You have a family. That's cool. But what's going on right now in California?
Positive tests. The number of positive tests are spiking.
And they're shutting down the state again.
Yeah, so, they shut down indoor restaurants and bars and
like
stuff.
You want all what are you doing really at home anyway? You know, I get it. You could be with your kids. You could be with your wife. Everyone likes that. Everyone likes to, sometimes you may need a little bit of a break. But for the most part, everyone
speaking
likes to
for,
be with their
are you speaking from experience?
No. That's okay. I wasn't talking about me.
Okay.
No, why would you think that?
I don't know.
That's my thing. Like, you have everything you could possibly want. This isn't a log cabin in the middle of a Wisconsin camp, you know, in the upper part of the state. You know, where you have to rough it like Gene Greco goes to adult day overnight camp, where you take showers in the outdoors and you've got mosquitoes biting you and you've got no, you got to cook outdoors. You've got everything you could want inside this bubble. And you're a basketball player. And you're there to play basketball.
And not everything you want inside the bubble, but I get you.
Okay, I mean, are you really right? Like I said, if you're at home and you're a single guy and you're looking to get out these days, is it really so great outside? Where are you
depends
going?
On what state you're in. I mean, you can
but
always
if you're
find...
You're a Laker. I just told you you're a Laker.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there are places to go that aren't just, you know, the average bar, I'm sure. There's clubs that are more exclusive that you could find yourself in. I mean, it's...
You trust in the people inside the club?
I'm not, but, like, obviously there are younger people out there. I'm 53. Like, there are other people out there that feel 10-foot tall and bulletproof. I mean, just the nature of being young and really good at something.
Yeah. Jim says, how about instead of being a coward by calling an anonymous hotline, you confront your peer and you tell him to report himself for making a mistake. Make men honorable.
Jim, this is exactly why I was reading that as well. This is exactly what I said. That was the nuance is that I would go to the guy first and say, dude, you know, you can't do this. You've got to turn yourself in. You sit for 14 days and then you come back in. Otherwise, I got to snitch on you.
A lot of people, though, very pro-snitching, saying, look, this is about health. This is about
money,
your livelihood,
Yeah. Families. Like, listen, I want to get out. I mean, at some point too, you know, families, if you're part of the playoff system, families are coming, aren't they?
Yes. After the first round.
So,
and then like the guy, like Tyler, you were saying Kelly Oubre. Kelly Oubre will be out of that bubble in what, a month? When will the Suns leave?
Yeah, they have 8 games.
Yeah.
So a couple weeks.
After once they get started. David says, it's so messed up that all the work done to try to get the bubble working only to be undone by those in it. And since you can't be sure who got it and how, it's easy to want to snitch.
Well, here's the other thing, too. And this story didn't make the cut in Waddle's world. But did you see that Disney is now offering mask-free relaxation zones, too? And I know the bubble is kind of away from the theme parks and stuff like that. But you're still, especially if you're going out and picking up from a delivery guy, who knows where he's been? Has he delivered to some of the other people who are staying at the park, too?
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. And
yeah, I don't know. But if he's wearing a mask and gloves and I'm wearing a mask, what is the odds, again, of passing it along, or so we're told, is 1.5%, right?
I think but, you know, that's still not, you know, odds. That's not zero. And so you're putting yourself at risk in that situation. Anyway, I think the point is, look, if you don't want to be there, you don't follow the rules, then you shouldn't have signed up for it. You know what I mean?
And yeah, potentially, absolutely. That's my point is like, look, if you wanted to tap out, then just tap out. I mean, or don't show up.
Yeah, go, leave. Go, if that's so important to you, go somewhere.
So that's why, for me, it's an easy snitch. Yes, like everything Waddle's laid out, everything we've talked about, like, if you have no intention of following the rules, then get out.
I think one of the more interesting...
I don't care if I... You know what? I don't even care... You, for those who don't like if I confront you or not, like, too bad, so sad, I'm not the one in the wrong here. And like you've laid out, Waddle, don't expose others to your stupidity.
Yeah, again, this is not showing up late for curfew. Like, I'm not snitching on you if you show up late for curfew. I'm just not. I'm not going to snitch on you. Like, in a normal situation, like, hey, we got a game tomorrow. It's Sunday. It's Saturday night. Curfew was midnight. You didn't show up till 1 o'clock, and you come in, and you're my roommate. You didn't come into 1. I'm not going to snitch on you. I might say, dude, I mean, come on, really? We're playing the Vikings tomorrow. I mean, it's a division game.
Right.
You
That's
know,
exactly
you're an
what
important
Kyle
player.
Said on Twitter. Kyle said, no one wants to get sick. This isn't about curfew or something.
Right. This is different. This is serious.
Alec thinks that the NBA made an example out of the lesser players. He says the NBA had to make an example out of someone and draw media attention without losing ratings, and they got that done.
I don't know if that's the case. Maybe some of the other bigger name guys didn't step outside the bubble. So you're just assuming that everyone or a lot of people are doing it and that they were just trying to make a point by picking on the lesser known guys. I don't know that to be true. I think not to completely shift gears, but I think the really interesting question is Major League Baseball. And we talked about it a little bit, but I think it's a really interesting concept about guys who may play for enough games to get their service time and then decide that they're going to use the old rule in their favor in the manner that the teams have been using for service time for years now and may decide to walk in the other direction.
So whose article was that? Joel Sherman?
Yes.
Meller, you guys were talking about it on Carmen and Yurko.
We were. Over the weekend, Joel Sherman said, don't be surprised if players opt out, especially, and then he laid out guys in particular like George Springer, who would only need to play 2 games to accrue enough service time to add an extra year to his resume, which would make him eligible for free agency a year earlier.
Or how about this? How about you're a team that, like, gets off to a crappy start and you know you have no chance to get to the postseason?
That's a really good point.
The Cubs,
you know, what I mean?
The Cubs start out 3-12.
Right.
Chris Bryant's looking around saying, why am I here?
Let's say they even get to 10-20.
Like, well, if you're a fan, would you want them to opt out? Would you almost hope for them to opt out? Look, this season is lost. It didn't matter anyway this year. You're 10-20.
What am I worried about? Them getting hurt?
Yeah, or yeah, whatever. Or getting sick, getting hurt. What's the point anyway? Let's play some of our prospects on the shuttle team.
Yeah, no, I'm not cheering for that as a fan. But I'm saying to you that how would you respond as a fan if a player used the rule to his advantage in much the way that the teams have used the rule to their advantage? Now, having Chris Bryant not there for the first, what is it, week of the season, eight games of the season, in a normal season, I think has less impact on a team. Like, if you're worried about the outcome of the season for the team, Chris Bryant not being on the big league club for the first, what is it, 10 days of the season? What is the rule?
Yeah, it's...
It was 12 the year he
okay,
was.
Like 12 okay, whatever it is. That's different than a player deciding to play whatever it is, like George Springer, six games and bailing on a 60-game season.
Right. It would be two games, Waddle, for Springer.
Okay, so for Springer to play two games and bail on the other 58, that to me is a more heinous, in relative terms, a more heinous breach of the rules, the you know, the kind of the ethics of the rules versus what the owners are doing.
Why is it
the exact same thing, isn't it?
Yeah,
I'm saying on the impact of a season. Like Chris Bryant not being there for 10 out of 162 is different than George Springer being gone for 58 out of 60. So I'm saying as a fan. Like,
right, but the loophole, the rule itself and the loophole is still the same. I know what you mean.
Absolutely.
Opting out for 58 is absolutely worse than just suppressing a
That's
service
all I'm
time
saying.
For 12
yes.
days.
Yes.
But what you're doing is you're saying, oh, using you want to play dirty? I'm going to
yes.
use my loophole now to get what I want individually.
Totally get it. I'm not saying that the player is any more at fault for using the loophole than the team was. I'm saying as a fan, though, I probably would be more upset at the player for using the loophole than I would be the team because not having George Springer for 58 games is going to negatively affect
the Houston
Astros.
But think about it. I know what you're saying, Waddle, but in both instances, for the fan of that team, it works in their benefit when the front office suppresses the player's service time. And conversely, from the fan's perspective, if the player opts out, it hurts me as a fan because my player is going to be a free agent sooner than he would have been. So in both directions that you're arguing.
No. If he plays for the whole 60 games, I mean, he's going to be a free agent at the same time regardless. The only thing that would affect his free agency if he decided not to show up at all.
No. Because, see, what happens is for Springer, he's not going to be a free agent next year. He can get, like, for him, he is accruing the extra two games of service time so that he can hit free agency a year earlier than he would.
Right. My point is that the only way he's not getting that service time is if he doesn't show up at all. If he shows up and plays two games or 60 games, he's getting service time. If he doesn't show up at all, he's not getting service time.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
So that's my point.
But he wouldn't even be in this position had, you know, the Astros not held him down for 10 days when his career began.
Totally get it. I'm just saying as a fan, like that was part of your discussion with Carm, wasn't it? If you're a fan, are you going to be pissed at your favorite
yes.
players if they decide to do you? My point to you is I think that the player is going to get more blowback
Agreed.
Than the team.
Oh, completely agree. But isn't that, from a fan's perspective, that's completely selfish because I want you a good player on my team for longer. Right?
Yeah.
I nobody roots for Chris Bryant. Like, most Cubs fans, like, they
so
like
let me
Chris
ask
Bryant. They're not rooting for him to get to free agency quicker.
Okay, but time out. But what are you asking for then? You're asking Chris Bryant not to show up at all so that he doesn't have any service time?
No, I think fans just want Chris Bryant to grin and bear it and play out single game.
That's my point.
Because
but if Chris Bryant is showing up for two games just for service time and leaving,
are you going to hold it against him as a fan?
I'm saying the fan would be more inclined to be pissed at the player versus being pissed at a team
yes,
for holding
it's
a
always
guy.
Been right about the team, right? Because the team, like Mellor said, the team does it originally because it's helpful to the team,
right?
And if the player sits out, you're hurting the team. So. Yes, I think if someone would do that, the players would hold it against them.
Yes, I agree.
If they would leave early because the team is bad, I think fans would be okay with it.
Yeah.
312-332-3776. If you want to weigh in on the NBA stuff or Major League Baseball, the marquee topic coming up, and do you like fake noise in your games? That's coming up next.
It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Talking some baseball here, some snitch line in the NBA. And also,
hello, this is Snitch Line. What's your snitch?
Yeah, who answers? Do they have like operators? Is it like a random general manager from a team outside the bubble? Where does it go to?
Jimmy Butler is manning the controls. Hey, you can't have a it's got to be. I don't know.
Does it go?
You would want it to be anonymous.
Silver's room.
You?
I mean, you'd want it to be anonymous.
Probably. I don't know. I'm trying to think about this. NBA. I'm sure NBA security is in charge of it.
Yeah. Right, like how ESPN, when we used to travel to the ESPN campus, they had like its own little police department.
Don't you remember when they treated me like I tried to break in because we had to get on the air at 6 o'clock?
You did not get a pass. You did not get the properly issued pass.
So we buzzed right through.
We had to fill in for Mike and Mike at the time.
And don't you remember, I think Justin Craig said, come on, we'll go through and we'll do this. I'll take care of it a little bit later. And at the first break, security came in and wanted to put my ass in ESPN jail.
We're sitting in the big chairs. Like, this is like 5-something in the morning Chicago time. Yeah. And then Waddle thinks he could get away with it, or Justin
told
him.
Was Justin's idea.
And there was a big dude who was there saying, you violated security. So
it's like, come on, man. It's like, I'm working here. You know, I'm not like,
Yep. Elmhurst Steve, or buddy, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. You know, you're talking about the service time thing. And as far as I'm concerned, when a team keeps a guy in the minor leagues just long enough so that they can increase their control of that player for an extra year, they're not doing it to hurt that player. I mean, it may have detrimental effects on him because he can't go wherever he wants to and reach free agency and make as much money as possible a year earlier. But they don't do it with the idea that, hey, we just want to do something rotten to this guy and harm him because we don't like him. It's more, we really like him. We want him to be around as long as possible under team control. And yet, if a player were to play only 2 or 12 games and then walk away, he's doing something to harm that team. You know, it's almost like he's doing it out of spite or to get revenge because he's angry. And so that would come off really poorly. I think that would be a bad look for any player to do something like that. In my opinion, I don't know how you feel about it.
No, I think, Steve, I think you nailed how a fan would probably think about it because it's the simple
thing. That's
what
I was trying to say.
Yeah, right. That when a player's service time is suppressed at the beginning of his career, it's for the, quote, good of the team. And if a player would leave early to benefit himself, kind of like the same thing, it hurts the team. And who do we root for? We root for the team. We love the players, but we still root for the betterment of the team. So we always want the right move to be made for the team.
Yeah, and listen, when you're holding back that player, you still don't know how good he's going to be. But you think you do, but you don't. Once George Springer has established himself as who he is, I mean, you know that missing out on that many games from George Springer. Back when, if you were trying to control his service time back in his rookie season, you didn't know how good he was going to be. You thought he was going to be good, but you didn't think it was going to have possibly the impact on the team that having him missing the majority of the games now would. So, yeah.
But I know, but like, you know, it's also the way Steve framed it. It wouldn't be necessarily a player doing it out of spite. It would simply be a business decision because,
no, I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's the way, you know, yes, again, we as the fans are rooting for the laundry, as Seinfeld would always say, right, Sylvie? You know, we're ultimately rooting for laundry
always.
Here. And the reality is that if you put yourself in the player's position, you can understand why if things were, you know, and look, Theo and Jed would just tell you, hey, it's a business. That's the way we do things. That's the way everybody does it in baseball. And I would just retort as a player if I was in that situation. I'm not saying I would, but if I felt the need to do so, if I didn't like the current playing conditions, like with COVID that are currently happening, I said, you know what? I'll show up for 2 or 3 days. I'll get my games in, and maybe I'll just opt out.
Yeah, I give you the example is that maybe a guy, and again, we're using George Springer's name, but let's just continue to use him in a hypothetical fashion. Maybe he's apprehensive to begin with. And if he wasn't, if he had already been, you know, through free agency and had a contract, maybe he would decide not to. But because he's he's in the situation he is, he's like, the only reason I'm doing this and putting, you know, taking this risk is because I want the service time for my career. Maybe there are guys that feel that way.
Yeah, based on your situation, if your team stinks, what if you're 10-30 and you're like Kyle Hendricks, or 10-20, you've played 30 games, but you're out of it because it's a sprint. You're not turning around 10-20.
Yeah.
If you're a pitcher who, like as John Lester's recently said, you only have so many bullets. And you're not only risking your health to your arm, but you're risking your health to your body. And your team has already been a lost cause. Wouldn't you want to shut it down?
Well, there's two things. I'll give you the other. I play, devil's advocate. A, I'm going to get paid, right? If I leave, I'm not getting paid.
Right.
And I've earned this money because I'm damn good at what I do. And I make a ton of money because I'm damn good at what I do. And that money goes away.
You get paid half your salary of whatever you're getting. If you played 30 games.
Well, right. But once you leave, the checks stop coming, right? Yeah.
Yes.
You know what's interesting? Sorry, Waddle.
No. I was just saying, so your money's is going to be gone.
Well, no, you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. But, you know, like, interesting.
Real quick, and the other thing I had before I forgot, because I already forgot it and then I just remembered it, was, look, I still contend that there's a very good chance that you're going to be safest in that Major League Baseball provided environment versus just being an average citizen.
Yeah, unless you're staying at home.
Yeah, if you're literally just sitting at home and only going for groceries and nothing else.
Right, that's what guys do.
Look, some might, though. The guys who are legitimately concerned, like, you know, Mike Trout and Chris Bryant with, newborns are expected, you know, whose wives are expecting, they may plan on just being at home the whole time. And you know who doesn't have to worry about this, though, is the San Diego Padres with Fernando Tatis. Last year, they brought him up on opening day. Remember, it was a big deal. Like, Manny Machado and Eric Hosmer, I believe, went to the owner and said, we need this guy. He's good enough to be here on opening day. Fernando Tatis there's no reason he should go and show up for 2 or 3 days because there's no service time where he would gain a year on the other end. For him, right, playing the whole year is actually in his favor. So that's one instance where when a team treats a player right, that they don't have anything to worry about. And same thing with the White Sox with Eloy and Luis Robert. They locked them up to long-term deals. They don't have to worry about them opting out early because they need the extra service time for a couple days.
That's what Ben wants to say. Ben on 88, you're on ESPN 1000.
Service time, if I'm a White Sox player, service time does not matter to me. They take care of their guy. They did it with Tim Anderson, Eloy, another guy, which I can't remember his name.
With Chris Sale,
they did it with Robert.
Robert,
it doesn't matter for the. They're in a great, and I wish the Sox would do what the Bulls should do, take care of their own, so nobody leaves. But the Sox got it right.
Well, the thing is, Ben, they're buying early.
Right.
Now there's risk in that if a guy doesn't turn out to be what they think he's going to be. But you also have to have two to tango, like. Eloy wanted his money, you know, right. and Robert's like, cool, I haven't played a game. I'm going to get this. I'm guaranteed this amount of money. Other guys may say, look, I'm willing to chance it, and I'd rather in 7 years become a free agent.
Look, what is Chris Bryant making this year? Let's take COVID out of it. If the season was 162
it
was
like
games.
Wasn't it like 20-something?
Correct. In arbitration, what did Eloy sign for in terms of his extension?
Several million, but not, I mean...
My point is like 60 or 70 over...
Total.
The number, yeah. Yes, totally.
Right. So, like, my point is that, yeah, I mean, and I don't blame Eloy for doing what he did. He did what was comfortable to him and his decision. God bless him. But if you are the superstar player that we all think he's going to be...
Do you think Chris Sale was happy that he agreed with the White Sox? Do you remember that? Chris Sale signed that deal.
Yeah, I don't think he is.
Rizzo signed the deal with the Cubs. I don't think Rizzo's happy
right.
These
no,
days.
That's what I mean. So the downside for the player is if your performance exceeds basically the value of your contract, you just have to live with that. But you're still making $60 or $70 million, so you could probably still live with it.
Yeah, well, we'll talk to Hoodie coming up. The baseball show is on its way at 6 o'clock. We'll crosstalk with Jonathan Hood next. All right, the 5 o'clock hour of Waddle and Sylvie has been brought to you by Trend Micro Cloud One, the world's leading security services platform for cloud builders. Visit trendmicro.com/ESPN for more info.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Got a trivia question for you.
All right, let's hear it.
How many pay-per-view buys were there for UFC 251?
How many people paid
pay-per-view for UFC 251?
450,000.
1.3 million.
Wow, that's good.
A big win for Dana White.
I was going to say Fight Island.
Fat Island.
Is that more than normal for a UFC?
I believe it's most bought card without Conor McGregor fighting.
Okay.
I believe is what the headline says.
Yeah, that's really good.
The only reason I mention it is because, listen, there's an appetite for MMA. B, there's an appetite for sports in general. C, there's an appetite for gambling on sports.
I have an appetite for Marquee Network. I still can't get it. I can't watch the Cubs tonight, intra-squad. I may not be able to watch the Cubs on television this year. Let's bring in Jonathan Hood. The baseball show is coming up here in about 7 minutes. Should I be concerned? Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to take your advice, Hoodie. I am concerned. If you were me and you were a Cubs fan, would you be concerned?
Yeah, I'd be concerned. Of course, Sylvia, I'd be concerned. How will I be able to host a baseball show properly if I can't see the Cubs? So this will be White Sox Daily, apparently. I mean, what the hell? Like, I've suggested for a while here that the Cubs come hat in hand to Svengoolie and say, hey, we can't get this thing going. Do you mind moving the rubber chicken out of the way and just put on these games? You know, I go into Power 50, the old WPWR, and say, hey, can you do this for us? Because there's no answer, right? Like how are Cub fans like me watching baseball on Xfinity, I can't be able to see the Cubs. I don't have the Marquee Network, so right. I'm screwed too.
I was talking to John Greenberg via text, and he was saying, because, you know, he writes about the media a lot. He was saying the Cubs have told him many times, you do have an option. You can get it if you're a Comcast subscriber. Just get Hulu Live. Mm-hmm. I would want to expect it on my own cable service. And I would hope in the middle of this that they could come to some sort of an agreement.
You never knew that you were similar to the Dodgers, right? Many Dodger fans can't even watch their games. Some Rockies fans can't watch their games because of the cable issues there, too. I just never thought that would be in our city that we can't watch the Cubs and Sox when we want on our cable systems. This is right. Nonsense.
Come on, we're getting in a van, we're driving to the Dells, we're going to Cruise and Chubby's, and we're going to watch Cubs baseball on Friday night.
I don't think it's Cruise and Chubby's. I think it's Cruise
Johnny
and Chubby's.
Just Chubbies?
Cruising Cubbies? Is that what you were saying?
How about a Chubby? What is it?
I think it's Cruising Chubbies.
Isn't it?
We're not going to cruise in anyone's Chubby. I don't think that's happening.
Okay,
sorry,
well,
Miller,
I'm just saying, do you want to go to the Dells and we'll watch Cubs
baseball?
I don't
know why Waddle thinks like you could drive to the Dells and get Cubs baseball.
Well, you said I got to be a certain amount of distance away, so I can't just go across to Kenosha.
I said that. I told you for the MLB blackout rule, it's actually, if you're in somebody else's market, it doesn't matter. You're going to be blacked out anyway. Like, if you're in, I was saying that you can get ESPN maybe if you're in Wisconsin for that game because it's a local blackout. That's just the exception. But that doesn't help for the rest of the games.
I think it's a great wacky radio bit if you guys just take the show to Iowa.
We just want to go to Cruise and Chubbies.
I think they get blacked out there, too. I think... The people in Iowa always complain. Whenever we get like Theo on, people in Iowa want us to ask about the Major League Baseball blackout rules.
Listen, let's go to Knoxville. Anything goes in Knoxville. Anything.
Do they have a Cruise and Chubbies there?
Oh, they
I'm
got
sure they do.
Wins, yeah.
Come on, are you kidding me? Phil Fulmer owns it.
Sylvie, I ran out of time. I was going to text you this, but I got to ask you on the air now. So one of the questions we have for the baseball show when we do our 5 for 5 is Sean is going to ask me my 5 favorite starting pitchers for the Sox and the Cubs, like the best that we've seen for the Sox and Cubs as far as starting pitchers in our lifetime.
That's really good.
And I only got 4 for the Cubs, and I wrote down Maddox, Fergie Jenkins, because Jenkins was at the end.
He's probably at the top.
But he was at the end. We didn't see him in his prime, but we saw him at the end of his career with the Cubs in like early 80s.
We did, right. But, I mean, doesn't it count what he did early in his career?
Sylvie's going to say John Lester.
Well, that's the question. I have Maddox, Jenkins, Sutcliffe. And then, again, I'm talking about in our generation, is Rushel on that list?
No. I think you go in the short term what Jake Arrieta did. Based on carrying the team. Like, we've never seen a higher point of a pitcher, even though it was that year. Like, I think Contreras did it for the White Sox, didn't he? In 05 into part of 06. He was dominant. But what Jake did in 15 to carry that team was incredible. So it was a shorter term, but him and Lester, I think, have to be on any list.
In our lifetimes, that's 4 years, 40 years of Cubs baseball, and the two more recent guys would make that list for you that you just mentioned. The two, Lester and...
Yes, and they would make my list. John Lester is probably my all-time favorite Cub, simply because of what he's done.
More than Maddox. Wow.
Oh, yeah. See, like, I don't have a love like other Cubs fans do for Maddox because he had the one Cy Young year, and then he left. And it wasn't the Cubs, it wasn't his fault, it was the Cubs' fault. But I don't, like, he accomplished most of it, like you were saying, about Fergie in our lifetime was before us. But Maddox accomplished most of his stuff in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Now for the most important question before we have to get out of here and let Jonathan take over. Jonathan, if you're in the bubble in Orlando, are you snitching if you see something that's snitch-worthy?
I'm from Chicago, we don't snitch.
No, there's
no
snitching. Even if your health and your money are on the line?
Yeah, I'm not snitching.
Wow.
I'm not snitching. Now, I'm not snitching, but maybe one of my characters is snitching.
This is Sylvie.
Hey, it's Sylvie. Just want you to know someone's outside the bubble, but I won't say Watto.
And so I would do that.
His initials start with LBJ.
Yes. So you're a snitch, right? Yes.
But not me. No. One of my characters probably would be. I would switch up the old voice. That's what I would do.
All right, Hoodie, have a great show. Jonathan Hood coming up in two minutes. Thanks to Tyler Aki filling in for Adam Abdallah. Jeff Mellor doing double duty today with Carmen and Yurko, then again with us. Thank you to our guest today, Dan Dockich.